This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And spring is here. It's been here a little while. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it though. But hopefully we're you know, well underway now. This is spring. And with spring comes, you know, getting outside and sunshine and activities, and then even thinking about summer, which hopefully, and I'm doing the sign of the cross, okay? You guys can't see me, but I'm doing the sign of the cross and I got my fingers and toes and everything crossed. That also means that summer is not too far off. And so I had to bring the amazing Delaina on from DZ Swim Academy. Delaina, how are you?
Hello, Pina. I am great and I'm glad to be back. Always love chatting with you.
And I love having you on. And I was like, we usually have you on towards the beginning of summer. And I was like, nah, we need to move this up because swim safety, water safety, all of that stuff is really important. And it's a conversation that needs to be had and had over and over and over again. And we need to plan. We need to plan and we need to think ahead because, you know, a lot of people, if they're a parent like me, they will do, I only do swim in the summer with my kids, right? And so you start planning ahead for that because you can't just automatically think, oh, okay, you know what? Yeah, let me try and enroll my children in swim lessons that start in 2 weeks. That doesn't necessarily work out, does it?
Never. It is nearly impossible to find spots, but not only that, I think a lot of people put swimming maybe not as a top priority for summer. I know that it can be really exciting to go on vacation and to go on your trips and have your camps, and all of those things are great, but oftentimes those things involve swimming. So it's good to prepare for those things by taking lessons and learning before you go.
Right? So we are being proactive. We're being proactive to have this conversation now. So all you amazing parents listening at home, or if you're driving in the car right now, could be like, you know what? Pina and Delaina have a point here and we need to get a move on things because I recently registered with my favorite swim school, DZ Swim Academy, of course. When was that? Like, it's actually been a few weeks now, right? Like,
yeah, March 17th was registration and it has come and gone. And it's amazing, just like the level of demand really goes to show that a lot of people are thinking about it, which is great. But it also shows you how much these spaces are going to be limited all over the place because people are really trying to seek out lessons. And so if you don't get started soon, you might miss out entirely.
And that really, really sucks because for me, like I said, swim is not something that I do all year round. Listen, I'm not that kind of mom that wants to bring my kids to swimming lessons in the winter and then have to like drag them out. It's going to be pitch black, right? And it's just awful, right? Yeah. Where I find that in the summer, my schedule is a little bit more flexible. So I am around with the kids, working from home, working remotely. I'm done teaching at Humber. And then I can take them and sit outside and watch them do their thing. And they enjoy it. And we do 2 weeks intensive every day for 2 weeks. And I do want to get to that too. The difference between doing a weekly class once a week versus every day for, you know, Monday to Friday kind of thing. Right. But I think it really, really is important that we think about it now because like you said, summertime can get busy with camps, with trips, vacations. And so you want to plan. You want to plan ahead of time and you want to make sure that your kids have what they need to have in like their imaginary back pocket to keep them safe and so that they aren't afraid to get into the water and they know what to do should something happen.
Think about how much more you can enjoy your trip knowing that your kids will be safe in the water. You're not stressed.
Oh my gosh. as I like throw my hand over my face and I'm like, yes. I have to say, a lot of parents don't think about that. You go on vacation and you want to like get out to the beach or by the pool or both, because I like to mix both in like the same day, right? We got to do the pool and the beach and everything. But then it's like, oh my God, is the water rough at the beach? What's that like? My kid doesn't know how to swim. And we, mind you, we have to keep an eye on them, whether they know how to swim or not.
Yes. Good point. Good
right. Point. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, it can be very, very stressful. And then what are you doing? Like, you're not enjoying anything. You're not enjoying anything.
No. And at that point, if your mind is solely focused on, oh my gosh, like, what if they go near the water? What if they do this? What if they do that? You're going to think back and you're going to think, I wish I was better prepared. So spring lessons are great. Winter, I agree. The winter time, right? I remember being kind of traumatized from going to the community center and being dragged out in the snow, back to the car, soaking wet. But anytime you do it, it really is beneficial regardless. So whenever you can get in, the sooner the better.
And you know what? I also want to touch upon the fact that we need to look at swim lessons with a bit more, I don't know, what's the word? I'm lost for words right now, but we need to be more serious about it, right?
Yeah, where, very important.
And it needs to take the front seat over some of those other recreational fun, quote unquote, fun activities. Like, listen, baseball's fun, soccer's fun, dance, gymnastics, all hockey, all fun. But of all of those, and you throw swimming in it, swimming is a life skill. It can save your life. Unfortunately, karate could. Okay, so unfortunately, hockey cannot save your life. Let's just say that. Tennis, not really, you know?
No.
So we need to be more serious.
Yeah, it's important to note too, we live in a province that is so lake heavy. Like, we have over 250,000 lakes just in Ontario. So water and swimming is a huge part of just the culture here. So being in Ontario, being situated here, there is a level of, I feel like, responsibility that we have to learn those skills, because you could be beside a body of water really at any point in time. You don't have to drive very far to find one. So to be equipped to be safe in those situations, I think is so, so important, especially living in Ontario.
And yeah, and I want to talk about the difference, and we will get to it, the difference between like the different bodies of waters, whether it's you're on vacation and it's the ocean you're dealing with, mm-hmm. A pool, which could be here at home in our own backyard. It could be visiting someone. It could be on vacation at a resort. It could be those cottage visits, which I hope, you know what I mean? There's plenty of those coming your way this summer, with lakes. And they're all water, but they're all very different too. So I want to talk about that. But I think what we should do before we get into it is let's just take a quick little break and then come back and dive into the convo. What do you think about that, Delaina?
I would love to dive in.
Oh, I didn't even notice I did that. Oh, and you caught it. You're so good. Okay, guys, don't go anywhere. We've got more. This is the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto, and it's all about swim safety.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. We are talking water safety, swimming, our kids, and how we can enjoy the upcoming summer season around water. And so with me, I've got my special guest and returning guest of the show, Delaina from DZ Swim Academy. Delaina, okay, so where do we start? We mentioned that like Ontario is surrounded by beautiful lakes, and we mentioned trips, which means the ocean, and pools are all over the place too. So should we talk about the different types of water?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's really important to note that, you know, being in water in these different environments requires very different skills, preparedness. It requires a level of attention that differs from place to place. But we also need to treat water seriously in all situations, because as we know, drownings can happen in your pool, in your bathtub. It might seem like calm, peaceful, no concerned water. But the reality is drowning can occur in a couple inches of water. And whenever kids especially are left unattended, there's always that risk at play. So whether you're in a bathtub and you're having a nice little relaxing scrub, or you're in the ocean and the scrub is coming from the salt water, it's really important to have, you know, your wits about you. So the biggest thing I would say across the board would be your level of, let's say, sobriety for parents. Because of course, on our trips, we love to maybe partake in a little beverage or two. But it's really important when we're around water, whether it's us alone or with the kids, you don't want to have any impairment in any type of water. Okay. I know a glass of wine in the bathtub sounds really nice. Fine, but let's just make sure we leave the bottle somewhere else. So really important to keep that in mind. But beyond that, in those open water situations where we're in the ocean or we're in a river or we're in a lake, there's always the risk of currents. And currents are something that you could be the best swimmer ever, but if you are, you know, not aware of them, or you're not taking the proper precautions to either go with the current or to fight against it, you could find yourself in a potentially fatal situation. So those currents are really important because they differ from place to place. So for example, in a river, the water's all running one way, the current can pull you down. So it's really important to, well, avoid during surge seasons. Don't step in the river.
Yeah, but, don't. Just, yeah, just don't do that.
Just don't. There's better places to wet your feet. In general, in lakes, there's rip currents. And then in oceans, we have things like the undertow. There's rip currents in the ocean as well. So all of, and lateral currents. So all of these currents, they'll pull you different ways. They can pull you under, they can pull you sideways. And the most important thing is you have to stay calm, try and regain your footing if possible. And we never fight against currents. So that's a big one for all of the open water scenarios. We want to be aware of the currents. And then in general, whenever we're swimming in open water, not alone, always have a buddy, regardless. Yeah. It's very important. So we never want to be swimming by ourselves or out of view of someone else, because obviously if something happens, there's no one there to go and get help. And I believe it's something like 96% of drownings in children, they were unsupervised. So there was no parent like available or watching attentively. So these are just things that we need to be mindful of. Like, we need to take the water seriously and have respect for, you know, the risks that it poses, and just do our best to prepare ourselves for those situations as parents or as swimmers.
And you know what? You brought up a few points. Okay. So yeah, we laughed about like have the glass of wine and the bathtub, but leave the bottle somewhere else, and sobriety and the seriousness of that, especially when you are, you know, in a water situation. And then you said, you know, do not swim alone. Now, you put the two and two together, right? The two things together. And I'm not too worried about the kids, but there's so many adults out there, and you might be one of them listening to the show right now. And, you know, you're like, oh no, I'm at the cottage. I'm going to throw back a beer, let's just say, or a cooler or something. And then I'm going to just jump in the lake. I'm an adult. I'm an adult, Delana, and I know how to swim. So it's okay for me, right?
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and say no.
I would agree with that, and I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, and the reason I say that, too, is just because, you know, the second that we start to take things that might affect our level of consciousness or our awareness, we might not be able to pay attention to those little signs of risks that are present. And we're not going to be able to respond to them as quickly. As we know, alcohol slows your response time. But another really important factor, especially as adults, a lot of us take medication. And the way that that mixes with drinking, and the way that that might mix with physical activity, which swimming is, or being in the sun, like all of these things are factors that we might not be considering when we are going out to, you know, go for a quick swim and get a nice tan on the beach. It's really important to just be mindful of those things and be constantly aware of how alert you are and how capable you are of managing your situation.
So did you hear that, adults? And maybe if you think about it this way too, you know, leaving the beverages or medication out of the picture, you wouldn't let your child swim unattended, right? So why would you do that and put yourself in a possible predicament? Plus adding on those other things that Delana just mentioned, i.e. the medication or, you know, that beverage you threw back because it's a hot day and you want something cool to refresh you, you know? So I'm really, really happy that we mentioned that too, because so often we talk about swim and water safety and we're always focused on the kids. We're focused on the kids, but we need to be aware that, you know, we're not excluded from these rules.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, drownings, it doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter if you're young, you're a bit older, who you are, how skilled you are at swimming, it can happen. And it's very, very serious. And sometimes too, we don't think about it. And we will be like, yeah, okay, so I'm the parent and I'm monitoring the kids in the pool and I'm sitting here and I'm having a drink. You need to know that at any point in time, you might have to jump in.
Yeah, that's okay.
And how serious that can be.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like a lot, but like, as I say that too, so many of us don't think about that. We just think we're like, well, I'm not the one getting in the water. I'm fine. So I'm just going to have like a glass of whatever. And I'm watching the kids.
Right. Like, oh, my
God. Okay. But what happens if something?
Yeah.
Right? So, hey, how about this? Just wait a little bit. Wait for them to have their fun in the pool or at the beach or at the lake and then indulge.
Yeah, the same way we wouldn't drink and drive or we would have a DD, like have a DD parent that's able to, you know, keep themselves relatively sober in the event of an emergency. And just making sure that we're giving it that same level of, you know, respect for the risk, because it's just as dangerous. It can be just as fatal as other situations involving alcohol. So it is really important. And the reason I mention it too, is just with alcohol, it being a factor in drownings, it's 40% of any drownings over the age of 15. It's a factor in those drownings. So that's a like heavy number.
I was going to say, but that's a huge, like, I would say that 20% is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's almost double that is what you're saying. So that's a big thing that we really need to think about. And we need to, you know, just keep top of mind that even though we're not the ones in the water, we need to make it a safe environment for everyone, and we will not be able to react in time, and we will not be able to deal with the situation properly if we are not in the right frame of mind. We are talking all things swim and water safety with Delana from DZ Swim Academy on the show tonight. Don't go anywhere, because we're going to be back with more right here on 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
This is the Parenting Show, and you are tuned into us on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. We are talking about swimming lessons, water safety, and our guest and returning guest is Delana from DZ Swim Academy. Delana, we were talking about just water safety and the differences between the pool water and lake water and ocean, and that it can hit us all no matter what kind of level we're at, let's just say experience wise, of a swimmer. We can all fall into a situation that's not so good and could be fatal, right? Now, my question, because we were chatting a little bit, you know, on the commercial break, and we're talking, and it's I'm thinking, well, I've got three kids. They've been swimming with you at DZ Swim Academy for years now. And they're pretty good. They're pretty good. You know, I look at them. I'm always by the pool and I'm watching them do their thing and they're having fun and they're diving and they're jumping around and they're underwater, you know, and they're having a ball. So I don't need to continue swim lessons if they know how to swim, right?
Well, I would challenge that a little bit. I think a common misconception is, you know, my child knows how to swim. They learned their front crawl, their back crawl, their elementary, their whip kick, and they're amazing. They look so good when they're doing it. And look at all these badges that I got. But I think where a lot of people miss out is they don't continue on to the advanced courses. And those advanced courses take all of those amazing skills that your kids learned and are so great at, and they put them into practice. So they really help prepare you for real life situations where those skills aren't just something you get to like show off in front of your friends in the backyard pool. They're actually skills that are being used in life-saving situations or in different aquatic environments to keep not only themselves safe, but how do we use those skills to keep others safe? So I think with the advanced courses, and specifically I'm referring to the bronze levels. So there's bronze star for students under 13. And then there's bronze medallion for students over 13, and then bronze cross, which comes after medallion. And throughout these courses, the value of the knowledge gained through these courses, I cannot understate, because it really is so transferable to so many different life situations. So kids will learn not only how to perform a rescue in water, but what happens if someone falls off a ladder and they maybe hurt their back and have a spinal injury? How do I treat that? How do I provide like emergency care to someone who's in a very dire situation until EMS arrives? Things like that, and things that, you know, kids at that age might not be thinking of or might not be fully aware of. It's so valuable in that sense, but it also really helps kind of focus their attention on the ways that their swim skills can be used for, you know, very valuable life-saving efforts as well. And of course, none of us are prepared to react perfectly in situations of extreme stress. And so when they're faced with those situations, they're just a little bit, they're that much better off and that much more capable of doing the right things, taking the right steps to make sure that a bad situation doesn't get worse, or that a bad situation hopefully can get better just through whatever efforts they're able to expend on it. So I think they're super, super valuable for that reason. Just the preparedness and the knowledge that comes from them. That's one of my favorite things about the advanced courses. So
I love it because I think about these situations, right? So when you're in a really bad situation, if you do not know how to react, how to deal, that's where the panic sets in, right? But if you're equipped with the proper tools and you know, okay, you know what? I know that I need to do this, this, and that. And you know what? Maybe at that time, you know, parents might be listening and might say, Pina, I'm going to argue this fact with you. You know what I mean? Like at the time, you may forget things. You may, but you're still going to know more than you would if you weren't taught any of this stuff. And so there can be a level of calmness and you're not freaking out and you're not so stressed that you know, okay, at least I know I need to do this, this, and that. And it could be the basics. Mm-hmm. And that could mean, it could result in saving someone's life as opposed to something going totally sideways, right?
No, absolutely. And the confidence that comes with knowledge, I think, is so important, especially for kids. Like being knowledgeable and informed and understanding things that they may not have otherwise been exposed to or understood. Like there's a level of confidence that comes from that just in everyday life. And I know for myself personally, I'll share a little anecdote here. But there was, you know, a situation where I was on a spring break trip and I was like 18. And I had to perform a rescue. And admittedly, I was, you know, I was on vacation. I wasn't mentally in the space of I'm going to now drag someone out of the water. But in that situation, you're kind of your instincts kick in. And I had those instincts because I had that prior knowledge. I don't think I would have acted otherwise because I would have been, you know, completely lost. And so I think that there is just that level of confidence that it instills in you. It really does make the world of a difference in those situations where you're under extreme stress.
And I'm so happy you mentioned that, because I know this story and I was going to bring it up, and then you said it and I'm like, okay, I'm so happy you said that, because, you know, this was way before you started DZ Swim Academy, you know, so this could be like any of our kids, you know, for those of you parents listening, this could be like any of our kids who has, you know, swimming lessons under their belt. They're in a situation, they see someone in distress, and for you was the ocean, right? That you saw.
Yes. Yeah.
And you were able to act. You were able to act and you were able to help. I can't remember. Was it one or was it a couple?
It was a couple.
Yeah. So do you want to run us quickly like through what you saw? Because that's the other thing too. Without having that knowledge, sometimes you won't even be able to recognize if someone is in distress in the water.
No, definitely. Nobody else seemed to notice. And that's kind of why I did act. Not have to act, but the situation, especially on beaches, they're unsupervised, right? So when you're in these beautiful all-inclusives, they're so lovely and gorgeous, but there is that real danger that's associated on the beachfront. And a lot of people aren't really prepared for the undertow. So that initial like wave that comes. So I guess a couple kind of just found themselves a little too far out and the waves took them down, and they were an elderly couple. So noticing that they were unable to keep their head above water, that it seemed like they were kind of taking turns, like pushing each other up. They weren't able to regain their footing. All of these little signs indicated a problem to me, and the fact that they weren't able to stand up after a period of time. And it was so sad because the husband seemed to be kind of trying to save his wife. And so I know it was romantic/really tragic, but yeah. Everything ended okay. So looking back, it was lovely. But the priority that you give to victims is something that I learned in my advanced courses. So what do I do if there's 2 people, 3 people, 4 people that need my help?
Because yeah, you're one person.
Yeah, I'm one person. And I, you know, especially at that age, and I wasn't dragging 6 people back to the beach successfully. So it was good.
Wait, are you telling me this wasn't a Baywatch situation?
Well, I like to think back on it as it was, but I'm sure I was probably freaking out and I looked like a chicken with his head cut off. But, you know, it was okay. We were able to, you know, I took the wife first, given the level of priority I felt like she needed over her husband. And then I went back for him. So all of these little things, you know, the warning signs, what I can do in that situation, how to react and like who to react to first, all these things were something that I learned in those advanced courses. And truly, I would not have been able to act without that. It is a bit of I don't want to say a curse, but I will say, like, you know, now that I'm older and going to pool parties and stuff, I wouldn't say I'm the most like fun and relaxed there, because I'm constantly.
Yeah, they all look at you. They're like, Delaina's here. Yeah. And she's going to supervise. So no fun for you, because yeah. You need to be on your toes.
Absolutely. No one is playing unsafe water games, or they're going to hear it from me. It's true. Like, just with your friends, like, you really are that much more diligent and that much more prepared to, you know, step up in those situations. So.
And you know what? One thing that we don't think about too is you were there. This couple was very fortunate, because in that time that it would take someone to run to get help and come back could have made a world of difference, because at those resorts, not for anything, it is quite a little bit of a distance to get back, you know, off the beach to someone, you know, and then come back with them, right? So it's a good thing that you were there, and it's a good thing that you knew what to do. This is why swim lessons are crucial and important. We are talking all things swimming, water safety with Delaina from DZ Swim Academy. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more right here on The Parenting Show.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. We are talking all things swim safety and swimming lessons. And of course, we had to bring on our girl. She's like a resident swim water safety expert. I'm talking about Delaina from DZ Swim Academy. We're talking just before the break, we were talking about water safety and we were talking about the importance of having those advanced classes. So parents, if you're like, nah, you know what? We can quit now. We can quit now. I see my kid diving off the diving board and doing all these kind of, you know, tricks and flips and they're comfortable in the water. So we don't need to continue. But you just told us why. Right. And the water safety and knowing how to react in dire situations, how you learn those skills. Right. So it's important that you continue on. But then there's also some other really cool reasons you should continue on with those advanced classes. Right, Delaina?
Yeah, definitely. I would say that, you know, if the life-saving aspect isn't enough to convince you, think of your child's having a great job for an extended period of time. I think it's so important that people are aware of the like job opportunities that come with swimming, because there is such a wide field of opportunity, whether it be, you know, becoming an instructor, working with the city, working privates, being a mobile instructor, you go home to home, or being a lifeguard. So you can lifeguard, like, I know Wonderland has lifeguards. Like, think of all those places where there's water parks, community centers.
All water parks, yeah.
And what a great job, you know, on days where nothing dramatic happens. You're getting some sun, you're feeling responsible, you're making money, and there's nothing better when you're young to have those kinds of opportunities, but also the confidence that comes out of that as well. Just being able to, you know, you're responsible for people and you're able to act in those situations, but you're also, you know, making money while you're doing it. And if you really love swimming, like, what better way to incorporate
that? It is. You know what? And that's one thing that I'm big on is, you know, teaching my kids the value of a dollar. And I started working when I was like 10 years old with a newspaper route, you know, and then like at the age of 13 at an ice cream shop. And I learned a lot. I learned a lot from that. And there's that responsibility and that discipline that goes along with it. So, but how amazing would it be to have that along with this amazing life skill at the same time? Like, you're hitting two birds with one stone here, not to harm any birds out there, but you know what? it's great. It's absolutely great. So yeah, if you don't want to, you know, have your kids, you're like, oh, okay, it doesn't, I don't care about the, I think that they're fine. And I think that we don't need to continue on. Really consider the whole water safety thing, and how the safety actually goes above and beyond in and out of water, and the potential that there is for jobs and careers. Like, Delaina, did you ever think that you were going to have your own swim school?
You know what? Someone asked me this today and I really reflected on it. And I thought to myself, wow. So I started this 12 years ago. And my first, the first lesson I taught, I was 15 years old. I was terrified. I was like, I am going to fail miserably. I have no idea what I'm doing. Everything's going to be crazy. Oh my gosh. And it just, like, the second you step into that water and you feel that confidence and that, you know, you've learned everything, you've covered your bases, you really just get to come into your own. And so I think for me, if my mom really hadn't pushed me into doing all these courses, like, I would have missed out on such a life-changing opportunity. You know, as you know, I do have a separate career, and I've been to like an entire professional school and done all of these things, but something always draws me back to swimming and to, you know, teaching and being able to impart those life skills on other people. There's just such a draw, and I would not have been here if it wasn't for my mom enrolling me in these classes while I was on a school trip. And I arrived home to find out I was going to do bronze courses for the next month. And let me tell you, I was not pleased with her at the time. But today I owe her the world of thanks because it really did open up so much opportunity for me. So I
love it.
Yeah.
So, my little, this, I need to take a quick second to say thank you, Leanne, because we're forever grateful for your daughter. You know, because honestly, I look at my kids and I look at how much they have learned, you know, with and how far they've come by taking these swimming lessons, you know, and they enjoy it and they look forward to it. And it is so, so important for me as a parent to know that they're confident in the water, they feel comfortable in the water, and they're having fun in the water, you know? So I absolutely, absolutely am grateful for her and for you and all the instructors at DZ Swim. And that's the other, that's one thing I really quickly want to touch upon too. I love the fact, and maybe this is something that you parents that are looking to enroll your kids into swimming lessons should consider, you know, when looking at the different types of classes. I love the fact that we do 2 weeks, and it is like an intensive 2 weeks, every day for 2 weeks, as opposed to a 1 week, you know, for a series of weeks kind of class. What are your thoughts on that?
So yeah, the reason that we structure it the way that we do, which is the 2 week intensive, is because especially in those younger levels, when they're learning things, like every single day is a new breakthrough. Maybe on the first day there was screaming, crying and kicking. And then by day two, we're on the stairs, we're in the water. Like each day you can really see the progress being made. But when you have those gaps between classes, that progress becomes harder and harder to achieve because
to build.
You have to go through it. Yeah, you have to go through the whole thing again and the tears and the screaming. And so especially with the young ones, I find that intensive is so, so good just to get them acclimated, get them comfortable. And then when you're moving up and learning those really important skills, if you, you know, are taught a technique on day two, and day three is a month away, you might forget what you learned and then you're not able to put it all together. Like strokes are built on, you know, different techniques with arms and legs and body movement. And so all of those things might be easy to forget over time. So when you practice it so intensely, you are more likely to be successful with it. But on top of that, once you learn it, it's kind of like riding a bike. Like it's hard. You don't forget.
It's so true. Because like I said, you won't catch me doing any winter swim classes. No, I'm not doing it. I hate it. And I'm only like, I need to be by your pool in the backyard, sitting there watching my kids do their thing, you know? And like, that's where I work on my tan a little bit too. I'm not going to lie, guys. but it is for me seeing them like, okay, I'm here. I know I've got this dedicated time. It's like Monday to Friday for 2 weeks, whatever it may be. And I actually see results. I see results. I know that it's only, you know what I mean? Like I don't do it any other time of the year. So some people may be like, but Pina, don't your kids forget? But it's just like you said, it's like riding a bike. So it's like riding a bike, but then they're learning those specific skills. Like it's drilled into their head for 2 weeks. So come the end of those 2 weeks, when they're being tested, do they go to the next level or don't they? I have found huge, my kids having huge success with that, as opposed to back in the day when we did do that once a week for so many weeks kind of class, where sometimes they would fall short. So I love that. I love it. I love it. Delana, if people want to find you, find more on DZ Swim Academy, where can they go?
So we have our website, which has probably the most information you'll find. So that's just dzswimming.com. And you can always reach out to us by email, dzswimacademy@gmail.com, or follow us on Instagram. I believe the handle is @dzswimacademy.
guys, go check them out. Are there still spots available?
So for our regular swim programs, sadly, no. We do have some room for adults. We have room for students who maybe have access to a pool elsewhere. We can send instructors to you. And those advanced courses, there's always room in those. So if anyone is looking to continue on with their learning and potentially create some job prospects, the advanced courses are a great way to do that. Actually, they're mandatory. So they're mandatory for a job.
Of course, we need those. We need those. But I love all of this. And just because spots may be full doesn't mean you shouldn't reach out to Delana and the team over at DZ Swim. So this way you're in the loop for registration next season, right?
Yes, and I will mention a lot of my old students have proudly, I'm very proud of them, have gone on to create their own swim schools, and they're amazing, and they're great instructors too. So I can always direct you to those students because I have confidence in their teaching abilities.
And my kids have swam with many of them and learned from them, and they are just an amazing bunch. Delana, thank you so much for all your insight and knowledge and helping us through this and keeping us safe this summer and anytime we are around water. You rock.
Yes, thank you so much, Pina.
Awesome. And guys, if you missed any of the show and you want to listen back, you can do so on our podcast, available anywhere that you like to listen to podcasts. Just go hit subscribe and you'll always be in the know, and you can listen back, like I said, anytime. But that is it for us tonight. We will catch you same time, same place next week, right here on 640 Toronto. This is The Parenting Show, and I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.